Call taken. I haven't heard from Mr. Alons, but Mr. Walters, his one of it, I guess, is his son or daughter, I'm not sure, is graduating from school today, so he was not able to attend. And who else is missing? Ms. Gorman. And yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't heard him from the other ones, but anyway, we'll go from there. Okay, we had the roll call. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for the April 15th meeting, Helen?
I make a motion to approve the previous board meeting minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We have a few speakers today. I'm going to William Lyles, Jr. I hope I pronounced that right. And what I'm going to do is you can come on head down, and we'll have you speak here at the podium. Take your time coming down. You will have 3 minutes to speak. After 2.5 minutes, you heard me do this with the gavel. That means to close it. And if you have anything you want to put on record in writing, you could do that with the county clerk. And I won't start the clock until you get over there starting to speak.
My name is William Lyles, and I live at 10 Wheat Ridge in Collinville, Illinois. And I'm speaking against the special usage permit for Ms. Gail DeClure, who asked for a special usage permit to house goats or keep goats and chickens on her property. And just let me say, she had brought those in without a special permit, and we complained and she had to move them. So I know what it is like to have those chicken and goats there. The chickens, there's a lot of hawks in that area. Chicken start cutting up every time a hawk land into the trees. And then the goats start bellowing, so it violates the noise ordinance. In addition to that, it contributes to waste disposal, which is putting it on top of the ground, creates a stink, you know, that's terrible. So I don't think she should have that permit. Special uses permit, which means she would need the variance because the building that she housed the chicken in, the chicken coop and the chicken run and the building that she housed the goats in was outside of compliance because it was too close to a side lot line. So she asked for variance for those. So all in all, no goats and no chickens. Another variance she asked for was for having the pole barn that she constructed to house the horses. That is outside of compliance in that it is required to be at least 50, well, a minimum of 50 feet from a side lot line. It is 19. So myself and others concerned agreed to that variance because she already got the horses. Provided, and only provided, that she not put the manure on top of the ground, creating a stink, okay? One. And two is that she build a fence along her rear property line so that it would block planting trees, so that it would block the view because she got all those accessory buildings out there. You know, the big barn, she got a corral for those horses, which they've ate all the grass. It's just a mud area, you know. And it looks terrible when everywhere else there's nice green grass, you know. I'm sort of proud to live in Wheat Ridge, and we keep our yards up. And for something like that to come right on our nose, depreciating the value of our property, I just don't think it's right.
You had 7 seconds to go. You did good. You had that time. Do we have a Leonard Misker here? Leonard, same rules. Take your time coming down. You have 3 minutes. After 2.5, you will hear the gavel one time, and then at 3 minutes, I will cut you off. And if you have something written, you can give that to the county clerk to put in the record.
My name is Leonard Metzger. I live at number 8 Wheat Ridge in Collinsville, Illinois. This discussion has been going on for more than a year. I think we made a lot of progress this past week with the Planning and Zoning Committee, and I thank the members for their support this past week. The majority of the Wheat Ridge subdivision residents signed a petition against Mrs. DeClue's numerous variance requests and special use permit applications that are the subject matter of today's discussion. The Wheat Ridge residents, in an attempt to move things forward, offered a compromise, and we said, look, the horses are there. Allow the horses in the pole barn, even though it's within, it's outside the required 50-foot minimum from a property line. Leave the horses there so they've got a home, with the conditions that, one, she put a screening barrier across the back property line by planting trees, and two, that she properly maintained the manure in a responsible manner. The Planning and Zoning Committee denied the request for the additional farm animals. I urge you to vote in a similar fashion with those compromises. It's not a problem to allow her the horses in the barn, but please, no other farm animals. This is a residential setting. It is detracting from the value of the homes, and it's one of the nicer subdivisions in the Collinsville area. I would say that based on Mrs. DeClue's past actions and the miscommunications that occurred when that barn was first constructed, that you'd be very specific and put a timeline on when she plant those trees, and please ask that these trees be maintained. I would hate to see trees planted, not maintained, die, and have her feel that she's met the condition. Secondly, I'd ask that you put a timeline on when those additional farm animals that are already there, the goats and chickens specifically, be removed from the property. I take a lot of pride in my home. I take a lot of pride in my community, Collinsville, and in Madison County. I thank the members of the Zoning and Planning Committee for giving us an opportunity to voice our concerns, and I thank you for your leadership in helping Madison County be a prosperous, great place that we can call home. Thank you.
Thank you. And we have one more speaker, and that would be Laura Misker. I'm sorry. We got the wrong Diane Hard, is it? Okay, I had it wrong.
Good evening. I'm Diana Howard. I also live in the Wheat Ridge subdivision. So we all know that procedures, ordinances, and laws are in place, and for a good reason, and that these should be followed. However, sometimes it is easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to get permission. In this case, Mrs. DeClue did not ask for permission and is now trying to be in compliance by asking for a variance and special use permit request after the fact. Mrs. DeClue has been in contempt for over a year. This is not one of those times where it is easier to ask for forgiveness. Instead, as Ms. Dalton has previously stated, if these variances and special use permits are not denied tonight, Gail DeClue is making a mockery of the processes that have been put in place to ensure proper zoning, to protect the rights of all the citizens, their property values, and to protect the animals. I would urge you to follow the recommendations of your zoning committee and disallow the goats and chickens in this residential area. This once beautiful property has become a real eyesore, with a barren landscape, pure mud, weed-infested parking lot, a dumpster and horse trailer in the front of the property right next to the road, and piles of horse manure, which we should not have to smell or view. Please restore our neighborhood to what it was when we purchased our homes many years ago by having Ms. DeClue follow the laws that are in place and deny her variance and special use permit request and require her to clean up the manure and dispose of it in a timely fashion. Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, this is all going to be coming up at the planning development when you make your report, Mr. Maher. Okay, thank you. And I think am I correct in saying that Laura Misker is not speaking? Okay, just want to make sure. You want to do correspondence real fast?
I don't think this is.
We have the pollution variance from Dynergy Midwest, a letter from the City of Highland regarding a sewage sludge permit, public notice from Alton Steel, a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency on a permit to manage waste, zoning petition from neighbors against a permit to raise chickens and goats, letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding the renewal of Clean Air Act permit, letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding an agreement for engineering services, letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding improvement of a county highway, letter from the Illinois Department of Transportation regarding a notification to maintain, the monthly report of the county clerk and recorder, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the jail population from the sheriff, the monthly investment report of the treasurer.
That's okay. Anything else? And just for housekeeping, I'm going to do your thing next. Is the Wanda Cemetery Memorial Day service is going to be held on Memorial Day, or it's going to be held on Sunday, May 24th at 1 p.m.
Right.
And I think, did you give every board member one of these?
Yes, most.
So if anybody can attend that, it's at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and that is at the Wanda Cemetery.
Yeah, and any of our citizens who would like to come, we would be happy to see you.
Okay, good. And if I could have the Richards Brick people come down, and if we have Joel Simmons and can come down, and if and Joe, you guys got to change your name tags. You're sitting with Brenda, and Joe, you're going to confuse me during the meeting. Actually, I didn't see Joe ever look that good before. And if I could have the Edwardsville board members come down, too.
Yeah, sure.
Edwardsville board member. Whenever we have a group that's been here for 125 years, I think it's very good that we honor it. But this is County of Madison, County, Illinois, commemorating the 125th anniversary of Richard Brick's company. Whereas the Richard Brick's company was formed in 1890 when its founder, Benjamin H. Richards, purchased a portion of an Edwardsville Brick Works to assure a steady supply of brick for his construction projects in. Whereas by 1907, the Richard Brick Company has expanded its manufacturing capacity of over 1 million bricks a year. And whereas for over a century, the company has continued to expand to provide an ample supply of brick that has been used on a host of buildings, including homes, churches, schools, hospitals, faculties, factories, and more. And, Joe, I'm going to have you read the rest of this because it's right here.
Whereas the company prides itself on the quality of its products and its service to the customers, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes Richards Brick Company on its 125th anniversary, now therefore be it proclaimed by the Madison County Board of Illinois that hereby commemorates the 125th anniversary of Richards Brick Company and congratulates them as it celebrates its important milestone.
And this is adopted the 20th day of May, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. Would you like to make that a...
I'll make that a motion.
Jack, will you second it? We have a motion and second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. And the reason I had Joel Simmons and read for that is how many years were you employed with Richard Brick?
48.
48 years. So he's... actually, I thought he... The rumor was that Benjamin Richards is the one that hired you, and
probably.
I wasn't sure, but 48 years, and that's why I want you to be part of this. And this was Joe came up with me, and he thought it was very important that Richard Brick's has been very good for our community, has been a very good business in the Edwardsville area, and I think it's very proper that we pass this resolution today. And if I could have somebody from Richard Brick's, if you'd like to make a comment.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to thank you, and I'd like to thank the board sincerely on behalf of the Richards Brick family, and tell you something you already know. It's just having people working for you of good character and competence, and Joe's a good example of that. He, for practically a half a century, ran the St. Louis office, and his son, for about a quarter century, has been our general manager. So we appreciate it, but it's about the people who work for you, and we credit them. I do. I have my wife, Kate Richards, her older sister, my sister-in-law, Deborah Richards.
Takes after his mom.
I'm glad the young man takes after his mom.
Good looking at that.
Thank you. If I could have the, we have a resolution honoring the Alton Bucks men's slow pitch softball team. Is there some of the membership there also? If you can come on down. And just to let you know, Rick Fasten was part of the team, and the rumor is he was the best bench warmer they had in many years. And that's the rumor. And that's Eddie Hightower is the one who used to tell me that. Okay? Whereas the Alton Bucks slow pitch softball team founded in 1971 and for several years was one of the more dominant teams in the St. Louis area, and whereas the team consisted primarily of Alton and Wood River residents playing in local city leagues as well as regional state tournament play, and whereas over the course of 8 years the team won over 600 games, which included 6 Alton City championships, 4 Wood River League championships, and multiple top finishes in the state softball championships, and whereas in April 2015, the team was inducted into the Illinois Amateur Softball Association Hall of Fame, and whereas Madison County Board congratulates the Alton Bucks softball team for this recognition, now therefore be resolved by the County Board of County of Madison County that hereby honors the 1971-1978 Alton Bucks slow pitch softball team for their induction to 2015 Illinois Amateur Softball Association Hall of Fame. That's a lot to say. Adopted this 20th day of May, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, the county clerk. Can I get a motion to approve that? We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before I let Rick speak, does anybody else want to make a comment? Because you're going to let the bench warmer speak for the group. Okay? I'll let Rick speak. And if you could, I'd like to have everybody introduced.
Mr. Chairman, I assume since there's 9 members here and we're allotted 3 minutes apiece, I can speak for 27 minutes then. No, I want to say that not only were these guys exceptional players on the field, they gave back to their community, and they're well-respected within their community. We have bankers, we have firefighters, other professions that these guys went into, and we had a lot of fun and had a lot of success, and I'm proud to say that I know these guys. We watched each other grow up. We watched our kids grow up, and it's been a pleasure knowing them. I'll introduce the team: Jim Marmino, Steve Angelo, Mike Drake, Phil Grigg, Johnny Dixon, Steve Dorr, Bob Hoffman, and Neil Schultz. I didn't miss anybody. Thank you very much. Okay.
We don't have time. Sit here, gentlemen, if you could get down around the podium, come on in this way.
Somebody hit the lights.
Turn the lights
on.
You
hear
me?
Jim bumped the lights.
There we go.
Oh, wait.
I want you all to call me later and give me stories about Rex.
You want the real story?
Thank you. Take that with you.
Thank you, Rex.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop and get up now.
Jimmy, you go back.
Thank you. Okay, start with the meeting. We have some appointments.
Chairman, the Emergency Telephone System Board.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Can we make a motion that we approve the appointments as presented? Everybody has a copy.
Everybody has a copy. I'm fine with that. Everybody's fine with it. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Buildings for, and thank you. Buildings Facility Management Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee. Mr. Asadorian.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and board members, we have a resolution to award contract for roof replacement to Madison County Wood River Facility, first floor. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Asadorian?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has five items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation, IEMA, September 11th grant, resolution authorizing construction contract for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council bid, packet number 3, change order. Resolution authorizing construction contracts for the Southwestern Illinois Prevention Council bid, packet number 7B. We have a resolution authorizing settlement of workman's compensation claim file number 13-008 and 13-002, signed by all members of the committee. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minner?
No, sir.
Okay. Grants Committee, Mr. Ballone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has one resolution for you this evening, a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to the Village of Livingston, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, board, I ask the Health Department activity report be placed on file as presented.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Holliday. And we will do that. Information Technology Departments and Finance Government Operations Committee, Ms. Gorman. And she's not here. Who's on that committee? Go ahead, Mr. Holliday, if you could bring that in for us.
We have a resolution to purchase the annual GIS software maintenance contract renewal from ESRI for the Madison County Information Technology, and we ask that be approved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
On the question, roll call. Okay, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Holliday?
No, sir.
Okay, and on the Planning Development Committee, it has been asked that the, and I think this is what the speakers were speaking on, that Z15023 would be voted on separately, and as Z15049 is tabled by committee. Is that correct? And you want to bring everything else in, and then we'll bring that one in separate.
Okay.
021.
The 015023 is the ones they were speaking on. That's going to be voted on separately.
0021.
Am I got the wrong number?
015-0021.
Okay, 0021. Okay. Okay. And I got that from Mr. Maher.
You did.
Okay.
Okay. The Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. The zoning resolutions and also the resolution authorizing the solid waste environmental grant 2015. I so move.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Okay, we have a second on the question. Roll call. Okay. Yeah. Ms. Hawkins, please confirm your vote.
Oh.
Motion carried. And now if you could bring in Z150021.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I think for clarification, I'll read the resolution as it was passed by the committee. Z150021, the petition of Gail DeClore, which was amended by the P&D committee to be as follows: that the special use permit is denied. Two, that the variances for increased hens, reduced chicken coop setback, and reduced chicken run setback are denied. Three, that the variance for the reduced setback for an existing accessory building utilized to shelter horses is approved, with the condition that the rear property line be screened with evergreen trees to be planted 8 feet on center and to be 6 feet tall at the time of planting, within 90 days from the time of approval. Okay. And I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I have a statement I'd
like
to make.
Let me get a second first. Yes. Right. Okay, we have a second. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Dalton.
Okay. I appreciate the work that the committee has done on this. I was present at two of their meetings. I still have a problem, but I know that because it's in the unincorporated area, she is allowed to have these horses. But I still have a problem with this because this is a residential area with people living all around it, not only this subdivision that the people have spoken from, but there's houses on each side. I feel that Madison County needs to look at their ordinances again, and I recommend that they do something very promptly so this doesn't come into play again, because the neighbors on each side of this woman are going to have to look at something that is not very desirable. I'm sure that a lot of you would not like to live next door to having a dumpster out in the front, a horse trailer, and gravel, all of this. It makes for a very bad environment. Also, the horses, I have been by there, and I'm by there at least every 4 weeks. And the pasture that she has them in is mud. Now, the horses need to be in green space, not mud. But they say she takes care of them. I can't question that because I'm not on her property. But I also know that there is an area in Collinsville that has two horses on it, but it's 3 acres of ground, and it is green. So I think we need to redo some of our laws concerning who gets what. She housed these horses somewhere else, and then she built the barn without the consent of the county. When she came in, then she asked for forgiveness. Then she was asking for a storage barn. Now there's two horses in it. So, you know, I have a real problem when they say grandfathered in, because she hasn't been there that many years. Everybody else around there has been. So I am unhappy with it. I'm glad that the committee is recommending that she cannot have the chickens and the goats. But in my estimation, and I know there's nothing we can do about it, she shouldn't have the horses either. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dalton. Anybody else would like to speak to this?
I have a question.
Mr. Dodd?
Is the lady with the horses, are they actually grandfathered in?
She's allowed to have the horses. It's a 2-acre property, and she's allowed to have them.
So you, in other words, you're against it, but yet you couldn't get done what you wanted to get done.
No, we did. What we said is she put the chickens and the goats on, and she didn't have a special use permit for them. We said that those have to go away. We also denied an increase of her chickens and goats. The horses, we're not even voting on the horses. They are allowed. It's a 2-acre property, and they are allowed to be there.
Ms. Dalton, I was referring my question to you.
Okay. Like I said, my only problem with this is the fact that the county needs to redo their ordinance pertaining to horses, because
it says an acre of ground per horse, which is fine, except that the area she has them in, if you take away the large barn, the little chicken coop, the other thing, her front yard, and her home, those horses have about a half an acre of ground for two horses.
Does any other people that represent the Collinsville area have anything to say about this particular issue, or are you the only one that doesn't?
Mr. Tricconnell, you want to speak to it, and I'll come to you, Mr. Adler.
I was there at the same meeting Mrs. Dalton was at, and I understand from what I've heard the people are satisfied with us passing this as long as she takes care of what she's supposed to take care of. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You cannot. During the meeting, only county board members could speak. I'm sorry. Mr. Adler?
I've got a question for Liz Dalton. As a county board member from the affected area, are you suggesting that we table this matter and send it back to committee, that we vote to approve it, or we should deny it?
No, you can't deny it or table it. We've already gone through all of that. The law needs to be changed for Madison County on who can have horses and in what area. Okay. So
the bottom line is the committee came up with a recommendation that I really handles everything but the horses. The horses is not the issue, but you support the resolution. You just think there should be more about the horses.
Right.
Okay, if I get that correctly.
Mr.
Okay.
Chairman,
I'm going to have one more. Who else had their hand up? Mr. Asadorian?
My question doesn't concern the horses as much as it concerns the building that was built in violation of our county ordinances and our zoning laws, and what can we legally do about that? Are there fines that can be imposed when somebody just out and out violates our ordinances or our zoning laws? I mean, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. It's just a general question.
Mr. Gibbons?
You know, if you want to come down. Brian Mark, and maybe discuss this a little bit. Take your time. I'll give you 3 minutes. After two and a half, you're going to hear me do this.
Who asked it?
I did.
You asked the question, yeah. As far as the building goes, the accessory building, it meets the requirements. The requirements change, though, when you store horses in there. So do you follow me?
Right.
So once she brought the horses on the property, there was supposed to be, you know, a greater setback for the building, but obviously it's already installed. So then at that point, that's when she requested the variance.
Okay. So
the variance is recommended for approval, provided she plants trees to screen them.
So if we build something in accordance with the current zoning laws and then decide later to use that for another purpose, do they then have to apply for a special use permit, or do we say you can't use it for that purpose because that's not
right.
What it
was? It's either the variance or you can't use it for that purpose. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Roll call.
I got one question.
I'm sorry. Mr. Brazier, be last one. Go ahead.
Are the chickens and goats gone, or
they are gone? They will be gone.
They will be gone.
With
there's a time frame, a limit.
We're in a current violation process. It was tabled while Mrs. DeClue pursued the variances, but now we'll move forward with that violation process. We have to go to court and all of that. So.
Nick, go ahead one more time. I'm going to call the vote here.
I appreciate that. I know you've said one more time, three times. I appreciate that. I guess as I'm listening to this, the difficulty I have with is the chickens and the goats, that's not a problem. That's going to be eliminated. But in essence, the horses wouldn't be there if that barn or building hadn't been built. Because that's my understanding. The horses were not there until after that building had been built, or that structure. And that structure was done on their own accord without any approval.
The proposal was for storage, not necessarily, as far as the building goes, not necessarily for horses.
So then it's a misuse of what she represented when she was building it, I assume.
There's a potential workaround there, but, you know, like I said, through the variance process, mm-hmm. and then, I mean, it catches up.
Well, so. I understand. I'll probably end up voting with this, but would I have a real problem when people do things, when we have laws set and they do things of their own accord, and then we seem to compromise things after that, and it still affects the homeowners around there. I just have a difficulty with that.
Thank you. No,
I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll call.
Thank you. Very good.
Thanks.
Okay.
That's the part that makes me mad. Don't tell me that she didn't know what she
did. Motion carried. Did you bring in H also, Mr. Meyer? Is that already done?
Do what?
Did you bring in G and H?
I did.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper, if you could bring in both I and J, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, the Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you.
And then the Finance and Government Operations Committee, along with Public Safety, has one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase Code Red Weather Warning Service and Code Red Services Agreement Extension for the Madison County Emergency Management Agency, and I move for its adoption.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
Mr. Masson?
I have a quick statement on item J for Public Safety Committee and Government Operations, and this is due to a couple of reasons. New technology, and also in the interest of saving money due to Illinois budget cuts in the future. I don't think we're there right now, but with the smartphones out today, technology is rapidly changing. I've kind of did a little research on this. There are a lot of free cell phone apps for smartphones that will give weather warning services and alarms. You don't know if those are always going to be activated, but in the same token, Code Red is also it's not active unless you make sure that it's active. And I know when it first started, I received those warnings, but I don't anymore, and I would have to make a phone call to make sure that that would happen. Same way with the smartphone, you would have to make sure the alarms were active. It's just I wanted to make a statement for future reference. We're not there yet because not everybody has a smartphone, but I would like to see the committee consider that in the future.
Okay, and I would strongly urge more people to sign up for Code Red. You know, yes. I was at a committee meeting when they discussed this. And let me tell you a reason Code Red came up. I think it was Hamill, the mayor of Hamill, started the process. We have a lot of communities out there in Madison County that do not have warning sirens. And a lot of them out there, especially the smaller communities. And this has been I've talked to a lot of people in that area. And I've actually been at a homecoming, I think it was in Alhambra, and I think Kelly Tracy was there too, and everybody's phone was going off when bad weather was going to hit. So the system does work. I wish there was more of a way that we can get that information out to the public for everyone should sign up for it. And you can sign up your cell phones, you can sign up your home phones, but it's a very good program. Mr. Malone?
I was going to say that, Mr. Chairman, you can sign up with your cell phones. It's not just for land-based lines. And I live in a community that does not have warnings, so I think this is money well spent.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else?
No, that's all I have.
Okay. Sewer Facilities Committee, Ms. Novosic, excuse me.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I have three resolutions tonight. Resolution number one, to purchase two new model year 2015 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4 replacement vehicles for the Madison County Special Service Area 1. Resolution 2, to award contract for professional services project management of lift station generator installation for the Madison County Special Service Area 1. And number 3, resolution to award contract to purchase fly jet pump retrofit upgrade for lift station 31 for the Madison County Special Service Area 1. I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the question, roll call. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Ms. Coon, I'm sorry.
On the
on the trucks, what are they used for in a sewer district, the trucks?
You know what the trucks are used for?
Yes, they're used for maintenance of the lift stations and for daily services.
And this covers what area? Is it just like Granite City area?
This
what?
Is a special service area, which is like Namioke and Shodel Township.
Okay.
It's not actually property tax money. They actually pay a sewer fee to pay for these.
Oh, okay.
Right. There's user fees that pay for these okay. items.
And I
it's
believe
not county money.
There's like 91 lift stations in the sewer district. It's a flat area, and there's a lot of pumping that takes place, so it's a lot of maintenance activity that our guys work on.
Yes.
Yes,
this, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
this is a very important thing that has to be done. It is part of the American Bottoms where the water table is known to affect the sewers, the lift stations, and those things at times. So it's a very necessary thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else?
No, that is okay. All. Thank you.
Thank you. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, there are six resolutions that the Transportation Committee has before you this evening. The first is a resolution naming and renaming streets and private roads in unincorporated Madison County. Number two is report of bids and to award contract on Kuhn Bridge on Lilac Road at St. and St. Jacob. Number three is an agreement funding the resolution of College Avenue sidewalks to City of Alton. Number four is an agreement funding resolutions for East Alton Avenue resurfacing, Village of East Alton. Number five is report of bids for 2015 Namioke Road District bituminous material. And number six is a resolution to purchase yellow and white traffic marking paint from Madison County Highway Department. Signed by all members, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have anything under new business?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman? Yes. Mr. Madison?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Mr. Madison.
Well, I have a question for Mr. Gibbons.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, last week I think we learned that the U.S. attorney was recommending that Fred Bathman be released from jail a year earlier. He got a 30-month sentence, and I think he was the recommendation. Is there any check and balance on that recommendation from the U.S. attorney from someone who already, I think people perceive, got a light sentence already? Is there any check and balance on that?
We unfortunately were not given notice of a hearing, and we're under federal law, we're not entitled to notice of a hearing on that. Had I had the opportunity on behalf of the county, I certainly would have gone and argued vehemently against any early release.
You know, I would just hope that they would offer some explanation to the citizens of Madison County. I think they deserve a public explanation as to why. And I realize that wasn't your call, and I'm not trying to insinuate that. But I do think the people of Madison County, and it's just my own opinion, deserve a more public explanation than that's just the way it is. But
I share your disappointment.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have it.
Mr. Dodd?
I think numerous people get early release from prison, don't they?
What'd you say?
Numerous people get early release. I mean, I don't think there's a one-time thing.
It's a much too common practice in the prison system. It happens much too frequently, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with that, but it's not nothing. It wasn't just created today.
No, it happens all the time.
Well, they get early release from 25-year sentences, maybe, but not from 30-month sentences, especially with the egregious.
No, I heard everything you said. Okay. I understand that.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Nick wanted to bring something.
On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I had him. I didn't.